Question, did Leonardo da Vinci practice to get perfect? Did he paint an earlier version of the Mona Lisa, earlier than the one that hangs in the Louvre in Paris? Well, the Mona Lisa Foundation, based in Zurich, says after 35 years of research on the Isleworth Mona Lisa, experts are now convinced this painting predates the Louvre Mona by 11 or 12 years. The foundation has been conducting something called regression tests, as well as mathematical comparisons and historical and archival records. What does this mean? Professor Martin Kemp is on the line, an expert on Leonardo from Trinity College in Oxford. Professor?
If you want a very crude and simple answer, it means that they've got a perfectly decent but unexceptionable copy, which they're now trying to boost as an earlier version of the Mona Lisa. I can expand on that, but that's the basis.
So is it, first of all, conceivable that Leonardo painted two of the exact same scenes?
With Leonardo, almost anything is conceivable. It's a very odd way of working he had. And we know that the studio did develop versions of his pictures. But in this case, we got no reason to assume that he needed some sort of trial run at the portrait of Lisa del Giocondo, who is the sitter in the Louvre portrait.
Although artists do make sketches and studies for later larger works, is that probably not the case here in your view?
Well, Leonardo's way of studying for a picture is to make drawings and then to make full-scale drawings of either the whole or the parts of the picture and then to paint it on panel. The idea that he's doing an oil sketch on canvas, which is a medium we don't have him documented as using at all, is completely unnecessary.
What do you know about the Isleworth Mona Lisa? I mean, is this something that anybody goes to see over there in Switzerland?
It had a bit of a history. It was discovered by an artist cum dealer called Hugh Blaker sometime before the First World War in a West Country private house. It then passed into the hands of Henry Pulitzer and a little group of people who owned it. He wrote a book saying, "Where is the Mona Lisa?" saying, "I've got the real one. The one in the Louvre is basically rubbish." It's then been bought, I think, by the current owners from the widow of Henry Pulitzer. So it's sort of surfaced and submerged at various points.
Now, we've known of the existence of this painting. If this research actually is confirmed and Leonardo did, 12 years before the Louvre painting, paint this other picture, what would it mean?
Well, it would be of incredible consequence, both in terms of the world of scholarship Leonardo, but given the fact the Mona Lisa is the biggest art icon of all, it would be sensational. But I'm afraid it isn't sensational.
Is it possible that one painting would be better than the other, and it really doesn't matter when the canvases were actually painted? People have grown to love the one in the Louvre, and that's the way it is.
Well, the one in the Louvre, the quality is just amazing. If you look at how the drapery is painted, the translucent overgarment on top of the underlayer of her dress, the way the hair is painted, it's all done with extraordinary finesse and took Leonardo a long time. The details in this one are entirely routine. They absolutely do not shape up with Leonardo's obsessive attention for getting visual things correct.
So the original theory was, or the original sort of proposition was, that this painting actually was the real Mona Lisa and the one in the Louvre was a fake. Now, based on this research, that story is going to change and that actually both are painted by Leonardo. Do you think both theories are, I guess your word would be, rubbish?
Both theories don't work. They've accumulated a lot of sort of pseudo-evidence, but the hard evidence, the primary documentation, doesn't help their case. And the technical examinations they've produced, two main techniques of looking for underdrawings, underpaintings, X-rays, and something called infrared reflectography, which means bombarding the picture with infrared rays and detecting what comes back from the picture. Those technical examinations are inconsistent with what we know about Leonardo's ways of preparing his pictures.
Well, he's an expert on Leonardo da Vinci. Professor Martin Kemp, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Professor Martin Kemp is a professor at Trinity College in Oxford.